$150 million earmarked to beautify markets across the island this fiscal year, and new markets to be constructed. Stay tuned to hear more. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Budget Watch. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the government will be pumping $150 million into improving the aesthetic appeal of markets across the island. He says the investment represents one of the highest expenditures over the past 5 years on markets across the country. He is also cautioning vendors to take care of the improved facilities that will be provided.
We have listened to them, and there can be no more excuse when the resources are found, when we spend the money to upgrade and to make the markets into an acceptable position. I am going to challenge our vendors to utilize the markets once we have undertaken the necessary repairs to the market.
Minister McKenzie was speaking earlier this month at the official opening of a transportation center and groundbreaking of a new market in Clarkstown, Trelawney. He says the markets must create an environment that is conducive to shopping and positive interaction.
And anywhere we are going to carry out repairs to markets, we are going to be engaging the vendors. We're going to be talking to the vendors. We're going to be listening to what they have to say. And we will try to accommodate as best as possible, because it is a partnership that we want to develop.
Meanwhile, a number of new markets will be built this year, while repairs are to be carried out on existing ones. Construction is to get underway by the end of April on a new market for Clarkstown, Trelawney.
Already, the municipal corporation has gotten half of the money to start the work on the market. And the next time I come back, I will be coming back to complete the final phase when I officially open a brand new market here in Clarkstown.
Minister McKenzie is urging vendors in Clarkstown to maintain public order while construction on the facility is being completed. And approximately $10 million has also been allocated to assist with the completion of the new Falmouth market.
So between Falmouth, Clarkstown, you take nearly $30 million already on market improvement in Trelawney. What a fortunate parish you are.
The Falmouth facility, slated to open later this month, will replace the old Bendown Market, once a major landmark in the Trelawney capital. A $54 million contract has also been signed to construct a new market in Port Maria St. Mary. The new facility, to be located on Hodgson Street in the capital, is scheduled to be completed within the next 12 months. The work is to be carried out by Dutch Construction Limited.
Port Maria is critical, very critical. It is not just a major urban-rural center, but it is also a part of the breadbasket that covers the eastern part of the island. And whatever we can to ensure viability, it is the intention of the government to do that.
The contract was signed by Minister McKenzie, Mayor of Port Maria, Councillor Richard Crary, Chief Executive Officer of Dutch Construction Limited, Andrew Smith, as well as other members of the ministry and the St. Mary Municipal Corporation. The new market is expected to accommodate 55 stalls and will provide a better shopping environment for vendors and customers. Work is expected to get underway in another 2 weeks. And work is also scheduled for the Black River Market in St. Elizabeth to be completed at a cost of $15 million. That was Budget Watch, a program following the government's spending plans and patterns. Thanks for staying tuned. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-17714. Applications close on April 30th.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.